Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi everyone, welcome. I'm so excited to introduce my guest today. We have with us Rachel Holder, who is a somatic trauma resolution and holistic sexuality coach who works with mostly women, but also men who have found themselves in a chronic freeze response, like a collapse in their business, or have chronic health issues or depression or long-term patterns that they can't shift. She helps them to metabolize the trauma in their body that's causing these patterns so they can live more fully aligned and coherent lives. Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So I'm really interested in talking about somatics and like what that is and, you know, how we can understand trauma specifically through understanding, you know, like what's going on in our body. So I'm so curious, kind of how did you stumble on this work and learn about this and what's your story around that?
Yeah, definitely. I come from a traumatized background. I was sexually abused when I was 3 years old. And then I also just had like childhood developmental trauma, which is a sneaky thing. A lot of people have it, but it's like, it's really hard to concretely say what it is because it's like multiple experiences or it's like long-term experiences happening. It's just like, you're kind of in the field of trauma. Like the household has a field of trauma, but you don't necessarily consciously recognize it. So when I was, about 20 years old, I re-remembered my childhood sexual abuse. And that kicked me off on a really big, like both spiritual and self-development and healing journey where I was like, oh, I want to understand this better because when I re-remembered this abuse, the first thing that came up to me was like, my whole life has been a lie. And the reason I felt that way was because I recognized how much my personality, quote unquote, and like how much my behaviors were actually like created from this event that happened to me that like, I didn't even remember, that I didn't have even conscious awareness about it. So it just felt like, oh my God, like I've been living like this lie for my whole life. So I started doing therapy and I started going really deep into that work. And then I kind of hit a dead end at one point, like about like 4 years into that journey where I was like my therapists, which were talk therapists, were kind of like, okay, you're healed, you're done. And I was like, that doesn't feel quite right. Like I still have a lot of weird stuff around sex and I still have a lot of like seemingly like strange behaviors around relationships and like attachment and like, I don't feel done, but really what it was like, they could no longer, like I outgrew that modality basically. So that set me off on a journey of my own, which was, well, how can I understand this better from a body-based perspective? What are other ways to heal this? I first like started doing some sexuality programs. The first program I did was the Jade Egg program with Layla Martin. And then I also simultaneously while starting to do that kind of work, I was getting my master's degree and my thesis was about the suppression of sexuality in the Christian church and naming it a form of spiritual trauma and the way that, it affects people and the ways that people have to heal through the body, how just like cognitively changing your dogma or your doctrine or your belief around God, like isn't going to suddenly, you know, like help you shift and change. So I was doing this and then I started, Layla Martin announced her very first coaching program in 2017 with her sex, love, and relationship coaching program. So I dove headfirst into that program and then also wrote this master's thesis and had a lot of cognitive understanding about trauma through my master's degree. But through both of those things, I also started realizing trauma is a sneaky, sneaky, sneaky thing. And actually doing these like big cathartic release practices or like going in like so intense, actually for people with long-term trauma, that's actually almost more, it can be more harmful than it is actually good. It's a strange thing because you feel like you're healing and you feel like, wow, I'm like releasing all this stuff. And like, I'm like discovering all these things. But for a lot of people, it's actually like a replication of the trauma where it's too much, too soon, too fast. So after doing that, the sex, love, and relationship coaching program, which I honestly, it was a phenomenal experience and also simultaneously really re-traumatized me in a ton of ways. That's when I was like, all right, I really want to go more into like the somatic experiencing. Like I'd already studied like internal family systems and had already done a lot of trauma work, but I really wanted to understand trauma on this body-based level. So more like craniosacral, somatic experiencing, polarity therapies, really understanding what are the body mechanisms of actually truly healing and how does that truly happen? Not from like this sort of like spiritual fantastical perspective, but like from an actual, like in the body, what actually happens? How can we actually do this? Though I will say I'm a deeply spiritual, mystical, being. So that's all wrapped up in all of this as well. And did that answer the question?
I mean, I feel like it was the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, it was like a really
totally the tip of the iceberg.
And you know, for me, I re-remembered childhood sexual trauma in 2020. So I was like, mm-hmm. like already well into my 30s, but had been dealing with a lot of chronic health issues before then. So it was kind of like the final piece of the puzzle for me. And it took me a while. You know, I was one of those people who have been trying all the things, you know, definitely mm-hmm. came up against limitations of different modalities, different, you know, ways of taking care of myself and trying to figure out what the hell I needed. And it wasn't until, you know, last year that somebody finally recommended to me the combination of somatic experiencing therapy with internal family systems. And I feel like I kind mm-hmm. of like hit the jackpot of like, oh, like this is really the thing that's going to move, you know, move along some of the patterns and the things that I've been experiencing. So I think it's really interesting what you said about how sometimes these big releases can be re-traumatizing because, yeah, it's like, can you speak a little bit more about that? Because obviously sometimes having that big, like cathartic release, obviously like crying mm-hmm. and processing your emotions and kind of like letting emotions out of the body, like is a part of that. So I'm curious, you know, like,
yeah.
What is the spectrum, in your opinion, around that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like such a legitimate question. So one thing is that when we have a dysregulated nervous system, and a lot of us do totally unconsciously, it's not something we realize. And what I mean by dysregulated is often we're in the syndromal pattern of being in a hyper response, like a fight or flight, like a sympathetic activation in the body, and then dropping, like we're in that for a long time. So we might be like, super high achievers or like go, go, go in our business. Or like we might seek out totally unconsciously be seeking out kind of like adrenaline based practices or like these huge cathartic release things or these like, we're like, oh, I need the thing, you know, like it's like this hyper energy inside of our body. We can almost feel the fast momentum, even just talking about it. And then we'll crash into a hypo response, which is more of a freeze response, which is like, oh, I can't do anything. I have chronic fatigue. I can't get off the couch. I can't even imagine like talking to a person right now. And a lot of people play out this pattern unconsciously, and they might hang out more in the hypo response, or they might hang out more in the hyper response, but they're actually going in the syndromal patterning. So one thing is that many people with dysregulated nervous systems are actually seeking out high intensity experiences, which will keep them looping in that cycle. And it's a total unconscious, like this is zero shame, zero, like not our fault at all. It's just like, it's just what happens. And then that's kind of like a lot of the mainstream offering is this sort of idea, or by mainstream, I should say like mainstream spirituality kind of realms of like, oh yeah, like the cathartic stuff is the good stuff. It's really what will get you there. But the thing that happens is when we're in that hypersympathetic place, and we're not grounded simultaneously in our body, and there isn't a baseline of safety, and there isn't a baseline of self-trust, that cathartic experience might feel good on some level. Like it might be like, oh, cool. Like, wow, I'm releasing all these things. But without the baseline of safety or self-trust, the body actually perceived that thing that you just did as another threat. So like a lot of people, for example, I teach breath work. I also teach it in a ridiculously trauma-informed way because I saw in myself and so many other people who totally unconsciously would get traumatized by doing breath work because it was just so much. And they didn't understand why. They're like, why do I have so much resistance? Why do I have so much fear? Why don't I ever want to, like, don't want to do this practice, like get it away from me. And it's like, yeah, let's honor that resistance. Actually, the key piece to healing this trauma is like, how can we find safety and self-trust as the baseline? How can we find stability? And from that place of stability, incrementally, like in the tiniest doable steps, move into the intensity. And sometimes that does mean that there will be tons of tears and tons of energy. But what like a practitioner can really help someone is stay grounded in that safety and self-trust and keep them there. And if that starts looping into more of a trauma response happening, like the tears or the big release or the whoosh of energy or whatever it might be, they can like pendulate someone back into safety and self-trust. So it's not just like, oh, suddenly this whole experience is taking over my entire system. And I come out of it sort of feeling like, wow, a huge thing happened, but also simultaneously like nothing happened, or I'm still looping in the same patterns, or like I seem to keep going back to where I was before.
Hey, I have a really exciting new free series that I want to make sure you know about. It's called Sign Soulmate Clients with Astrology. And I created this because when I work with clients using their astrology charts, they stop trying to sell offers in a way that feels like pushing a boulder up a hill. They start selling what they're really excited to offer. They raise their rates, often doubling them, and soulmate clients start showing up more quickly and easily than ever, which is why I'm so thrilled to share this special three-part training series with you to show you how to read specific parts of your chart to cut the drama of overthinking your storytelling and your prices and cut straight to the actions and insights that lead to signing soulmate clients consistently with ease month after month. So when you sign up, you're going to get instant access to video number one, which is all about signing soulmate clients by selling from your sun sign. Video number two is about tapping into your sales flow through your second house. And video number three is going to show you how to create your unique ritual for consistent clients and money flow. You don't need to know anything more than your birth time, date, and place, and I will show you what you need to know about your birth chart. This is for anyone looking to create a more consistent flow of sales from soulmate clients. And you can find this by going to my website with saramac.com under the freebies tab or by the link in my bio on my social channels.
So it's kind of developing an ability to hold high sensation from a place where you still feel like you're in control of it.
Yeah, where it feels like, yeah, I guess you could name it where you're in control of it, but I think it's almost more like where you feel like there's enough trust or safety to be able to handle it. Like enough of you is online that's like, oh, it's safe for me to re-feel these feelings, or it's safe to me to re-experience this experience, or like I'm building up the capacity. Like that's really what it's about. It's like someone's capacity. I'm building up my capacity to hold that. And so some of us might, like I was a person who had an immense capacity for high intensity. Like I had a huge capacity to be able to hold high intensity, but that actually really messed with myself because just because I had a high capacity to hold intensity didn't mean that it was actually healthy for my system to be holding that high intensity.
Right. Because I guess that kind of is a side effect of having been through trauma, is you're kind of used to high intensity. So maybe it's
exactly
within which you're living your life is like kind of big, and like bringing it back down to like, well, how do I want to be feeling? And like, what kind of scale do I want to be living in that, and that kind of like best serves me and how I want to be feeling and what I want to be doing in my life.
Totally. Yep, exactly.
So interesting. I feel like it's such a mysterious topic. And yeah, that definitely makes sense when I'm reflecting on my own experience, because I didn't do any healing until I met my partner. And that was like the first time I felt really safe and secure and held and kind of had that place to fall apart when, and suddenly that triggered a lot of processing for me. My system was kind of like, oh, thank goodness, now we can deal with all of this crap.
And, definitely. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. That just makes so much sense.
Right. Yeah. And it's, yeah, it's a weird experience, especially when you have suppressed things and it's, you know, you've obviously suppressed it for your own preservation because you don't have the resources to be able to deal with that, or you don't have the support to be able to process that or the tools. So it's such a mysterious, like, sometimes you can only put the pieces together in hindsight. And yeah, and everyone's experience is so, so different. And that's like the perpetual question in my mind is like, how do other people feel? You know, like you'll never know what it feels like someone else's body. And I feel like we're really like at a very basic level of developing language around this, like as a culture and, you know, within our relationships. What do you, you know, obviously you've done a lot of work and you've like seen different responses and, you know, the things that have been useful to you and to clients that you've worked with. What is like the top line message that you wish more people knew about, yeah, like approaching the topic of trauma and being able to get to a place where it's, you know, they're managing it in a healthy way?
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, like, it's almost what you touched on something where you were like, everyone is different. Everyone's body is different and I'll process it a different way. And for me on my personal journey, if I'm coming from it from that lens, is like, I kept trying to find the fix, you know, like the thing. And I kept following these people who were like, this thing will work. This thing will work. Like the guarantee, like breath work is the heal all for everyone. Or, you know, plant medicine is the heal all for everyone. And like all these like blanket like ideas. And the way that I approach all of my work is it's all client led. Even my group programs, I'm like, there is not a one size fits all. Like there is not a one way that this will happen for you. And so for me, the key is actually getting people in touch with their internal compass and their internal sense of safety and their internal sense of self-trust. And the first step towards doing that is actually making everything make sense. Like so many people have so much shame around their trauma responses. Like I even still struggle with this. Like dissociation is like, it's just a super easy place for me to go. Like when I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm feeling scared, I'm just like, whoop, okay, let's just go hang out over there on the wall. You know, like it's like, and I catch it now. I'm like very attuned to it. And there's still part of me that's like, what the fuck? Like, how'd you do that again? Like, why did you do that again? Like, how can you, like, can't you just stay in your body? And then I'm like, no, let's not shame me. Like, it makes so much sense that I left my body right then. Like I was in a conversation that felt threatening, or I was in an engagement that felt scary, or like whatever. And it's like, this has been a pattern that I have done my entire life as a way to try to keep myself safe. So can I just make it make sense and legitimize it and validate myself for it and like honor myself in that? And so from that place, sorry, I have a little cat visiting us. From that place, I feel like true healing can happen. And like healing doesn't happen when we're shaming ourselves for our trauma responses or for the ways that we're like showing up in the world, or when we're constantly seeking out that fix and it's not working on us. And then it heaps on more shame because we're like, wow, what's wrong with me that this thing didn't work for me anymore? Or like, what, why am I the anomaly?
Right. Because yeah, I feel like you're just chasing your tail if you're constantly trying to fix your trauma. It's like, we don't want to spend our whole lives trying to fix our trauma and like looking for the next thing. You know, it's like, yeah, that attitude is going to keep you really busy, probably doing things that maybe there would be other things that you would enjoy spending your time and your life with. So I love that. Just like normalizing, getting to know what your patterns are and the way you're responding to things, being able to name it, and really practicing bringing love and compassion and acceptance for that, so that when it inevitably happens again, because they're patterns, then you can kind of shift out of it before like spiraling into a hole or letting it ruin your day, or just essentially managing your energy so that you can redirect it to, you know, building healthy relationships and doing the things that you love with your life, and not allowing the trauma responses to get in the way. I love that so much. I'm so curious how this work has played into the coaching you do around sexuality.
Yeah, I feel like my coaching around sexuality is very alternative compared to what most things are out there. Like I created a program, I'm changing the name, it's called Slow Burn now. But it was a 4-month somatic trauma resolution sexuality program. So it really came at sexuality work from that place of somatic trauma resolution. So instead of like, how can I have the best orgasm of my life? Or how can I be like a sex goddess? Or how can I be, you know, all of those things that we all want to be? It was actually like, how can I slow everything down so I can actually stay with myself and actually truly listen to what is here and heal from that place? And so it's strange to me that more sexuality work doesn't approach it from this way, but it's a very slow approach. It's like, oh, can we strip it all down to the bare bone basics and then build capacity up from there, instead of most that kind of throws people into like high capacity situations that then they try to do and then they get blown out in it. And I'm actually going to do this with men too. I've decided that the next cohort, I'm going to open up to all genders. So anyone on the spectrum, which I also think is really potent and powerful, because I think there can be so much, not everyone might be ready for that level, but I think having that like slow, intentional, like deep understanding, deep compassion, like internally, like meeting ourselves on such a deep level in an all gender space, I feel like for the people who are there and ready for that love, like that stage of healing, I feel like that's just like revolutionary. Like we're not doing that work, at least not that I see much of anywhere. Like we might have the tantra retreats with all the people, but like not this like slow, deep, how can I meet myself on such a somatic level around this sensitive, tender topic.
I love that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like being slow is completely revolutionary in our culture. You know, everyone's talking about how everything is speeding up. I feel like with our phone addictions, we're just like more and more in our heads and, you know, connecting in these like very disembodied ways on the internet. And everything that you're talking about, slowness, like love, compassion, forgiveness, like it's the antidote to shame culture. It's the antidote to disconnection. It's the antidote to like, yeah, being disconnected to yourself and sickness. And yeah, it's everything. I love that.
It's everything. Yeah.
So much, and could keep going for hours, but we have to wrap it up. So thank you so much for sharing all of this amazing wisdom with us today. Where can people find you? Like, what have you got going on?
Yeah, I mostly show up on Instagram. It's at Rachel.Ray.Halder, H-A-L-D-E-R. I also am on Facebook, same name, Rachel Ray, R-A-E Halder. And my web address is ray@rayhalder.com. And yeah, if people are interested in doing this really slow, really deep, really intentional sexuality work, I'll be launching, this program doesn't start until October, but I'll be launching it all of August and September. So if you want to be in an all gender space while working with your sexuality on like a super deep somatic level, I really welcome anyone to come. And I just want to say, this isn't like doing sexuality practices. Some of it is like doing like almost like meditational sexuality practices, but I really see this space as like almost like the level one. And so it's actually giving everyone like that deep baseline sense of safety and self-trust in the system before we even move towards like touching the body, which also I think is revolutionary, because usually it's like, oh, we must like do the thing immediately right now. And a lot of people coming to this work are people who have done that and they're like, it didn't work, you know, or it kind of worked, but I still feel super confused about what's going on in my body. So yeah, those are ways people can find me.
Amazing. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you everybody for listening and watching. Please share this episode with anybody you know would love it. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website withsarahmack.com and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.